This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of May 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have now moved away from the Shudra clan and come into the Brahmin clan. The Father has adopted you through the mouth of Brahma. Therefore, maintain this happiness. Question. Which deep secret can only you children of the Brahmin clan understand? Answer. That incorporeal Shiv Baba is your father, and that this Brahma is your mother. Only you children of the Brahmin clan can understand this deep incognito secret of how incorporeal God is your mother, father, brother and friend. In this too, those who are to claim a high status in the deity clan will understand this secret accurately. Om Shanti. You children who are sitting here, understand that your Bapdada has come. The Father becomes combined with Dada, and it is therefore said that Bapdada has come. He is also the teacher. Bap, the Father, cannot tell you anything without Dada. Let your intellects work on this, because this is something new. On the path of ignorance, they only remember a single one. They would say that their guru is at such and such a place. They know the name of his body. They say, our father, our mother is at such and such a place. They have names and forms, etc. People have written this briefly, but whatever they have written, it is wrong. Although you are the mother and the father is remembered, that is sung only of one. It is not even sung of Brahma. Neither his name nor his form enters their intellects, nor do those of Vishnu or Shankar. They sing, you are the mother and father, and we are your children. In spite of that, their intellects go up above. They wouldn't remember Sri Krishna at that time. They would still only remember the incorporeal one. There is his praise. The Father explains, when you sit here, remove your intellects from worldly relations and remember the Father from beyond this world. He is personally in front of you at this time. When people sing to him on the path of devotion, they turn their eyes upwards and sing, you are the mother and father. They remember him and say, O God. When they say God, they don't even remember the Shivalingam. They simply sing like parrots. You couldn't even say this of Lakshmi and Narayan. They were an empress and emperor. Only their children would call them mother and father. Their children wouldn't call them brother. Devotees remember the purifier, but it doesn't enter their intellects that he would be the Shivalingam. They just sing, O God. Who said, O God? To whom? They don't know anything at all. If they had the knowledge that they are souls calling out to God, they would realize that God is incorporeal. His form is the shape of a lingam. No one remembers the Father accurately. They don't know what attainments they receive from him, or when they receive them. Even you didn't know this. You now belong to the Father. You know that Shiv Baba has made you his children through Brahma. This is Mother Brahma. Shiv Baba has adopted you through Mother Brahma. At this time, you understand very clearly that you are Shiv Baba's children. Then, in the corporeal form, you are the children of Prajapita Brahma. The human world is created through Prajapita Brahma. It isn't that a new world is created, no. He comes at this time and adopts you. You call him the mother and father. Therefore, Shiva is the father and Brahma is the mother. They are called mother and father. The father tells you through Brahma, "You souls are my children." He sits here and gives you the recognition of what a soul is. They say that a soul resides in the center of each forehead like a star. They don't know anything else. They cannot say that a soul takes 84 births, that a soul plays a part through a body. When a soul sheds his body and changes his name, form, place and time, his whole family changes. When someone is adopted, his whole family changes. He knows his parents to whom he was born, and he then belongs to the family who adopted him. You have moved away from the Shudra clan and come here into the Brahmin clan. You have been adopted through the body of Brahma. You have come into the Brahmin clan. These things cannot be written in the scriptures. They can only be explained. No one understands anything from just what is written. Now only you children know that you have become the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This one is the Mother. Only Brahma can be called Prajapita. I adopt you children through this one. These are such deep matters. None of them can understand these things unless they are explained to them personally. Only those who belong to this Brahmin clan will understand these things. They will be the ones who claim a high status in the deity clan. These things will not sit in the intellects of new ones. These things won't sit in their intellects, nor will they be able to explain them to others. Among you too, they sit in your intellects number-wise, according to the efforts you make. It is remembered, you are the mother and father. Shiv Baba is remembered. Then, it is said, you are the mother and father. How can the one father be the mother and father? No one can explain these things. People learn by heart whatever Vyas wrote in the scriptures. They tell you that someone has told you all of these things and that you have learnt them by heart in the same way. It is very difficult for new people to understand. Even amongst those living here, no one is able to explain to others sufficiently well that they are souls, that their father is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Only the unlimited Father gives you the unlimited inheritance. He gave you the inheritance. Now, after taking rebirth, you have completed your 84 births. Therefore, the Father has come to give you your inheritance once again. It is so easy to explain this to others. Whom you would call the mother and father is something to think about. He adopts you through Brahma. Therefore, a mother is definitely needed. So, according to the drama plan, a very special daughter is given the title of the World Mother, Jagadamba. A male being cannot be called the World Mother. He would be called the World Father, Jagapita. His name, Prajapita, is very well known. Okay, so where is Prajamata, the mother of the people? This is why the mother is adopted. There is Adidev, and then Adidevi is appointed. There is also only one Jagadamba, and she is praised. There are many gatherings for Jagadamba, but no one knows her occupation. There is a temple to Kali in Calcutta. There is a temple to Jagadamba in Bombay. Their faces are different. Who is Jagadamba? No one knows this. She is called a goddess. Jagadamba shouldn't be called a goddess. She is a Brahmin. She is the princess of this knowledge. She received this knowledge from the Father. All of you are children of Jagadamba. You listen to this knowledge and then relate it to others. This is your business. God is teaching you. It isn't a human being who is teaching you. This Brahma too is a human being. Human beings cannot purify anyone. The intellects of human beings have become so dull that they don't understand anything at all. Only the One Father is the purifier. He only comes to purify the impure. This whole world is Tamopratam. All are impure. That new world is pure, and this old world is impure. There are the residents of hell in this old world, and the residents of heaven in that new world. The intellect also says that in the Golden Age there will be just the deities who are the residents of Bharat. There will be no one else there. You children have now received this knowledge. There were Sun Dynasty deities in the New World, and then there was the Moon Dynasty. Therefore, the Sun Dynasty became the past. Then, after the Moon Dynasty, there was the Merchant Dynasty. There truly was the Kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Okay, what existed before them? No one understands this. The Father has explained the secrets of the cycle to you children. There is the Merchant Dynasty in the Copper Age. In this Iron Age, there is the Shudra Dynasty. You now understand that you have become Brahmins. The Father has made you belong to Him. That is, He has transferred you from the Shudra religion to the deity religion. Those of the Sun and Moon dynasties don't exist at this time. There is neither the Kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan nor the Kingdom of Rama. It is now the end of the Iron Age. There will definitely be the Golden Age after the end of this Iron Age. There is this old impure world in the Iron Age. Everyone is in great sorrow. This is why they sing the praise of the deities and bow down to their idols. Okay, who gave Lakshmi and Narayan their kingdom? Is there anyone who can tell us this? This wouldn't be in anyone's thoughts, because their intellects think that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. They think that there are still 40,000 years left. therefore these thoughts don't enter their intellects. You now have these thoughts. Some children say that they are unable to stay in remembrance. Why not? Because they don't wake up early in the morning and imbibe this knowledge while sitting in remembrance. They understand it, but are unable to explain it to anyone. This will definitely happen. Not everyone can become sensible to the same extent. There have to be those who are sensible and those who are senseless. Those who are very sensible will go and become kings and queens. The more someone understands and explains to others, the more his name will be glorified. When they hold an exhibition, they write to Baba and ask him to send so-and-so. Can you not explain? Baba, that one has more practice. We are still a little weak. Baba himself says, whenever you receive an invitation, write to Baba, and then Baba will see who is available and who should be sent. Are there any sannyasis who have also been invited to that same place? In that case, a very good Brahma Kumari should be sent there. Okay, you can send anyone out of Kumarka, Manohar, Ganga. There are many children. Send Jagdish, send Ramesh. You can also understand that each one is cleverer than the other, just as there are judges and magistrates. They are all cleverer than each other. The government knows that each one is cleverer than the other. This is why a case goes from one court to another higher court. When the case reaches the high court, it is then put to the court above that. If that one doesn't give the right judgment, the case is taken to a higher court. Have mercy on this one. Such things happen here. They don't happen in the golden and silver ages. From the copper age, there is the kingdom of the king and queen. There, it would be the emperor and empress who look after all the cases. There would only be a few cases. Now, all are impure and tamopratan. If a case were taken to the emperor, he would give a small punishment. If the mistake made was serious, he would give a severe punishment. Here there are so many judges and lawyers. There is such a big difference in the activities. No one knows what happens in the golden age. The father has now explained to you. Ask anyone if they know Lakshmi and Narayan. For instance, Birla has built many temples to them, so a clever child should write a letter to him. You have had many temples built to Lakshmi and Narayan, but how did they receive their kingdom, since it was the Iron Age before the Golden Age? There is nothing in the Iron Age. The deities would not have fought with anyone. No one can become a master of the world by fighting. The pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan are the pictures of those who were the masters of the world. It is now the Iron Age. Here people fight with weapons. The father has explained, if those who belong to the Christian religion were to come together and love one another, they could become the masters of the world. However, it is only Lakshmi and Narayan who become the masters of the world. The intellect says that if they were to come together, they could become the masters of the world. But none of them can become a king or queen of the Golden Age. The drama is created in this way. We are now once again claiming our inheritance of heaven with the power of yoga. You can explain to them how they also attained their status from the Father a cycle ago at the confluence age. We have completed 84 births, and we are once again claiming our inheritance. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to imbibe this knowledge and inspire others to imbibe it, wake up early in the morning and stay in remembrance of the Father. Practice explaining to others what you yourself have understood. 2. Remove your intellect's yoga from worldly relations and remember the One Father from beyond this world. It is your business to listen to this knowledge that you receive from the Father and to relate it to others. Blessing. May you have the power of accommodation and become an example of one who creates an atmosphere of unity. Those beads are similar who have the love for the One and have a constant and stable stage. Those who follow the directions of the One, who are united in their thoughts amongst themselves. They are the ones who can be threaded in the rosary. However, an atmosphere of following one direction can only be created when you have the power to accommodate. If there is a difference of opinion in any situation, you have to accommodate that difference, for only then will you come close together with that unity and become an example for everyone. Slogan: imbibe spirituality in your every thought, word and action, and there will then be splendor in the service you do. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. When you see any painful scene, be aware that it is nothing new. Those who have made the lesson of nothing new firm will never be afraid. What happened? How did it happen? This happened, dot dot. While hearing and seeing the news, remain powerful while seeing the predestined drama unfold and continue to give power to others. People of the world become afraid, whereas you fill those souls with power. Continue to give the donation of peace and powers to all those who come into contact with you. Om Shanti.